Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Freedom Caucus says lawmakers who voted down property tax bills are unethical. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus is pointing fingers over the mass failure of most of the 21 property tax bills proposed during this year's legislative session. Of the 21 bills brought during the Wyoming Legislative's 2023 session to address skyrocketing property tax bills, only four passed into law, according to Cowboy State Daily. Property tax relief was one of the most common campaign promises in 2022, and the legislature failed to provide enough relief for Wyoming property owners, the caucus said during a town hall on Tuesday night. The state received about $500 million in increased revenue from property taxes last year. Wyoming has among the lowest property tax rates in the country and the lowest tax burden in the Rocky Mountain region when considering the Cowboy State has no income tax. But huge spikes in property tax assessments in recent years has skewed that in some counties. Quote, there are certain tax systems that would make sense compared to what we currently have, but our overall tax burden is still so flipping low. Ashley Harpstreith, executive director of the Wyoming Taxpayers Association, told Cowboy State Daily, the level of assessment in Wyoming for residential property is 9.5% of the value of the property. So if the market value of residential property is $100,000, taxes are not assessed on the entire $100,000. Instead, because of the 9.5% level of assessment, taxes are assessed on $9,500 of value. The 9.5% reduced level of assessment applies to residential and commercial property, but there is a different level of assessment for minerals, industrial, and agricultural lands. The state also has a property tax rebate program for those who economically qualify. Representative John Baer of Gillette said local government groups like the Wyoming County Commission Association and individual cities and towns oppose most of the property tax measures. Quote, they have a vested interest to make sure their revenue streams continue to flow, he said. Baer believes there is a direct correlation between increased property taxes and increased costs of goods, causing a permanent burden on homeowners even after they pay their personal property bills. The five Freedom Caucus members in Tuesday's town hall picked a few targets to blame for the lack of successful legislation, but most frequently focused on the roughly 31 other Republicans in the House who aren't caucus members. Basin Radio Network hosting May Chamber Mixer. The May Campbell County Chamber of Commerce Mixer, hosted by Basin Radio Network, is tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Come join us at 2810 Southern Drive for Western Chuck Wagon-style appetizers, drinks, and networking. Take a tour of Basin Radio studios and meet the staff. We will be drawing for a meat package from Kohler's Meats and Processing during the mixer. The event is free and open to the public. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.